Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let's begin the show with some lighter news. An Alabama man who was ordered, who ordered a personalized LGBFJB license plate in January is being told to return it or have his vehicle registration revoked and possibly face fines. Let's go, Brandon. F. Joe Biden is essentially his license plate, but he does it as LGBF space JB. So, we read here, the Alabama Department of Revenue's Motor Vehicle Division has reportedly recalled the license plate for language it deemed objectionable because it's seen as a reference to, let's go, Brandon, F. Joe Biden. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I love this story. Okay, first of all, what if his real initials are LGBF space? And his wife's, that's his wife or something, and his initials are JB. Who knows? What do you do if your initials are legitimately LGB and FJB? Seriously. You know, you could be Lisa Glinda B and Frederick Joseph B, you know, Baltimore. You know, whatever, Bravo, whatever the last name would be. What if? And some government agency goes, well, you can't have that license plate because it'll be offensive to Joe Biden. And by the way, this is in Alabama. As they said on my cousin Vinny, Ala-frickin-Bama. You're in Ala-frickin-Bama. You think they're not going to try you for killing two good old boys. Oh, man. It goes on and says the license plate is yellow and features Don't Tread on Me Gadsden symbol. Let me just say this. Okay, white folks, normally y'all are not that sensitive. But the left side white folks are super sensitive. Let me just give you an example, crackers, okay? See, you laughed. You didn't even take it back. You didn't go, I can't believe that black man called us crackers. I'm never going to listen to this radio station again. You didn't say that. You had a chuckle, crackers, didn't you? See, you did it again. You cracked up. You're like, oh, man, this guy's funny. This guy's good. He's good. Yeah, but let me tell you something. Say the N-word, right? Black people, by the way, in our comedy show that we've got coming around the world here pretty soon, we talk about these issues. We talk about why white people are so, you guys are so gracious when you're called crackers or honkies. Y'all laugh when a black man says, what's up, honky? He's so funny because it is. It's funny. You don't take offense. You know why? Because you're like, man, what? What do you, it's not impacting my life. I'm not talking about these bourgeois cocktail sippers. You call them honkies and you never get invited back. Call the average good old boy. What's up, honky? Even if you say it with a little like, man, you honkies, y'all just go, well, whatever. You don't care. Good for y'all. I'm proud of white people for that. Being honest with you, I'm proud of you. Anyway, Alabama, Ala-frickin-Bama. You can't have a license plate that says, you know, let's go Brandon and FJB. Seriously, man, come on. Are we at micromanaging? Are we at that level of minutia of government? Who caught it? Some goody-two-shoes leftist that is woke. Oh, I know what they're trying to do. Which, by the way, great. So what he's trying to do. Let me ask you this. Do you think if there was an acronym that said, you know, screw the Trump family, whatever it may be, do you think the left would have a big issue with it if it was a license plate on a billboard, talked openly about in the media, et cetera, used in comedic stuff all day long on late night TV hack shows, et cetera? Yeah, I think they would. I personally believe they would encourage it. They'd be making T-shirts about it. They say the state sent Nathan Kirk, the owner of the vehicle, bearing the license plate, a letter saying it considered the license plate to be offensive to peace, to the peace and dignity of the state of Alabama. The letter stated that Kirk's registration for this personalized license plate would not be issued or renewed and that he must return the plate within 10 days or face fines ranging from $500 to $1,000 in addition to having his vehicle registration revoked. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't turn it back in, and I would sue him. I'd take this to court. I'd take it to the Supreme Court. I can put whatever letters I want on a vanity plate. You pay extra for that. I don't know how much. I had a vanity plate years ago. Couldn't afford it, but I got one anyway because I had a cool car. Couldn't even afford a car, really. But I had a cool car with a vanity plate. Yeah. So what should be the law here? Common sense. Look, I understand if you don't want, you know, like nasty words spelled out on your license plate. Things that society deems, look, this is societally not appropriate to have, like, let's say, you know, the word for F spelled out on your license plate. Or let's say F off, something like that. I'm talking about the word spelled out. F off would be fine with me. For the record, if it weren't for the little chitterings, I wouldn't care what you put on your license plate. You could put Nazi lover. You could put whatever you want. I don't care. I don't think society should be dictating the mores of, oh, well, this is what you can say or what you can't say. That is an infringement of your First Amendment. And this guy would win. He'd win because it's his First Amendment, right? If he paid the extra, that's what he should be able to put on his plate. And let me tell you, the majority of people wouldn't even know what it stood for, LGBFJB. They wouldn't. They'd be going down the road like, doo-doo-doo. They're not even tuned in. But this shows you, let me just say this. This shows you the level of micromanaging of a message and a narrative that the left has to go through. Because you cannot be allowed to do LGB. Let's go, Brandon. What about the lady, the flight attendant? You got to take off your mask that says, let's go, Brandon. Now, the guy's got a shirt on, too. This is, let's go, Brandon. You got to take it off, man. Take that mask off. It would be offensive to people. Offensive to whom? To whom? What's it saying? What if his son's name is Brandon and he's having a new liver put in, and, you know, it's an operation? I mean, that's what I would say. I'd say, what are you talking about? My son's having a liver operation. His name is Brandon. We're cheering him on. I wouldn't make that flight attendant feel so guilty, and I'd have my friends in on it, you know. Like, yes, my gosh, we're flying there to go have the operation. Whoa. See, we can't even have discourse, civil discourse on things. And by the way, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about civil discourse based on an email that I got. And there's been a follow-up even to that, to what I'm going to be talking about here in a bit. So stick around, because we're going to talk about a lot of cool things today, including this show called Inventing Anna.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever, or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. I had a simple story that was shared with me, and here's what he wrote. From a friend who has kids in Bakersfield schools, I would love to meet the teacher. And here's what he wrote. I had my 10-year-old daughter tear into me today. Why do I like Trump? He only cares about white males. Black, Hispanic, gays are treated like, and he says, SH space, asterisk T. How is a fifth grader brainwashed already? I ask, how many college business, economics, political science classes has she had, or years she had working in a business world to make that judgment? Amazing that our kids are somehow indoctrinated into liberal think they can give their parents a liberal piece of their mind. This is what the guy wrote. And so I responded back that said, anyone who would allow their 10-year-old to, quote, tear into them is a bad parent. That parent should go to the school in full Trump gear to find out who's spreading this nonsense and lay down the law. Now, I jokingly was referring to the Trump gear, but certainly I was not joking about laying down the law. So welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I want to explain to you how a group of 76 so-called conservatives, not a thread started by me, the simple story that I read, and that was my response. Who lets a 10-year-old tell them how to think? Would you let a 10-year-old run your business? I'm just, look, Kevin, there's a 10-year-old that had an IQ of 200. Would you let him run your business? What do you think that kid, you think his IQ is everything that determines his ability to function in life in a normal way? It would be ridiculous to think so. The same discussion I was having with somebody says, Kevin, how long does it take to get a black belt? It isn't about how long it takes for you to become proficient in the techniques of a black belt. It's how long does it take for you to develop a black belt mindset? Let me ask you, this 10-year-old has a 200 IQ. Do you think he's still a 10-year-old boy? Of course he is. He hasn't gone through puberty. He doesn't have testosterone pumping through his veins. You think he's ready to be a man? Just because he's smart? There are 7-year-olds that speak multiple languages. Does that make them better than you? Should you stop and listen to them for that? So anyway, that's what I responded. Then the guy wrote this. He says, thanks, Kevin. Your education on views may be, your views on education may be valid, although I don't agree with them. But once you give the impression that Trump is on your side, you automatically risk losing potential support for your education views from many people that are part of a huge segment of America, the Never Trumpers. You would be better off by never mentioning the word Trump in any of your discourses. I know. Inside of the so-called conservative movement is this Never Trump group that I believe are plants. They're there to monitor, to try to correct you. See, I don't believe any real conservative would say to you, you could like Bush, listen, I don't want to tell you anything, but listen up, let me give you some advice. Never mention Bush or else. If you like Bush, let's discuss Bush. So here's what I wrote. LOL, Joe. In case you don't follow my work, please understand that I don't give opinions based on who likes or dislikes what I say. I say what I say, and I mean what I say. If mentioning Trump loses people, then so be it. I offer the best political discourse, clever, funny, and educational. That said, I'm not for everybody. Okay? Pretty good response. I mean, I wasn't my typical Kevin. So here's what he wrote back. Thank you, Kevin. I had never heard of you before, but discovered that you are well-known and highly respected in conservative circles, and are also a prolific author, a black intellectual. I'm an intellectual who happens to be black, but that's a whole other thing. Also, that you were raised in Texas by your strongly Democratic grandparents, but joined the Republican Party after being exposed to Ronald Reagan's views. A little bit wrong, misleading, because it sounds like I was once a Democrat, and as you guys know, I was never that stupid, and that I converted to Republicanism. He says, your history supports a long-held belief of mine that our birth dates have a disproportionate influence on our political leanings, that we are products, victims, and prisoners of when we were born. Now, see, that's what I'm telling you. He thought I was a Democrat who became a Republican. And here's what he goes on to say. You were born, and he picked my year. I'm not going to tell you. A good girl doesn't tell. Anyway, he goes, I was born in 1936. You were influenced by Reagan, I by JFK. The Emmett Till tragedy of 1955 and the lynchings of Negroes in the 1940s also influenced my current thinking, as did my 2 years of peacetime service in the Army. After being drafted in 1953, I was stationed for a few months in Fort Bliss, Texas, when a group of us, including a black comrade, went to see a movie in nearby El Paso and were told that our black friend could not enter the theater. The rest of us had our tickets refunded. I was born and raised in the Bay Area, and this encounter with blatant racism shocked me. I was similarly shocked when I discovered that there were separate colored and white drinking fountains in Texas and in other southern states. To get a better perspective on today's America, I suggest that you talk to your grandparents or great-grandparents or anyone born before 1936 about yesterday's America. And I chuckle because the guy obviously doesn't know that I grew up with my grandparents, who were born respectively, my grandfather in 1910 and my grandmother in 1920. Years before this dude was born. My grandfather was 26 years his senior. He could have been his daddy. My grandmother was 16 years his senior, and certainly with black folks could have been his mama, or maybe even his grandma. But he wants me to go get some perspective. Now look, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here. He's giving me his truth, and I understand. He was born in 1936. He saw a lot of the real racism in America. And he goes, and why our younger generation should learn some of this sad story. Those that do not remember history are condemned to repeat it. He says this, I have a huge amount of respect for your intelligence and your work ethic and all that you have accomplished in a white man's world. Your affinity for Donald Trump, however, both disturbs and puzzles me. Many Americans believe that Trump will run for president in 2024. That's a long time from now. As the number of Republican Trump defectors increases day by day in the coming months to reach a critical mass, where are they going to come from? I'm just curious. As his clothing is removed, one piece at a time, this would-be emperor will be exposed for all to see. After 2024, Trump will be a sad and best forgotten footnote in our country's history. His threat to our democracy extinguished forever. His current supporters would be best served by jumping off the Trump bus with their reputation still intact before the bus runs them over. When I return, I will give you my response to you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A bill by Senate Republicans to terminate the national emergency declaration for COVID-19's pandemic passed 48-47 on a party-line vote. While the legislation has a slim chance of passing the Democrat-controlled House and President Joe Biden has already threatened to veto the bill, the vote is yet another pushback of the administration's pandemic policies at a time when it is seeking billions of more dollars from Congress to keep them going for several more months.
As the battle rages on in Ukraine and the Russians continue their march toward Kyiv, the numbers of refugees leaving the country continues to rise. Filippo Grandi, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
In just 7 days, 1 million people have fled Ukraine, uprooted by this senseless war.
50% of those refugees are staying in neighboring Poland. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has given a new decision on the Boston bomber, and with that story here, here's USA Radio's Lance Pryde.
The Boston bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston bomber Tahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
The Biden administration is considering once again extending the freeze on federal student loan payments and interest for roughly 40 million Americans before it expires at the beginning of May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the president is going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires. Monthly payments and interest have been suspended on the vast majority of federal student loans since March of 2020 when Congress passed the CARES Act. The payment pause applies only to student loans that are held directly by the Education Department, which compromise the vast majority of the $1.7 trillion of outstanding student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we left off. I was talking to a gentleman. His name is Joe. And he sent me a note. And, you know, I get it. Joe was born in 1936. He's seen some things that he says are shocking for blacks. And he's trying to help me to understand that if I mention Trump, I lose people. And that people might lose respect for me. And that we Trump supporters are going to get run over. Because he's a JFK Democrat. And he can't understand how I could be a, quote, Trumplican, which is a Trump Republican. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So after Joe sends me his note, I responded back and I said, Joe, thanks for the message and for your appreciation of my work. As for Trump, I understand the problem some people have with Trump. I disagree with these people by asking a simple question. What did voting for other Republicans get you? Outside of Reagan, no other Republican accomplished anything significantly that addresses true Republican slash conservative values. And while I am a huge Reagan fan, I believe Trump performed better. Now, I'm just giving my pragmatic view here. You know, anyway, I said, you might not like Trump's style, but it's difficult to argue against his substance, save Operation Warp Speed. Andrew provided much information that support my and millions of others' views on Trump. And certainly, any clear-thinking person would not argue for Biden against Trump. What more horrific of a year would you need to admit that Biden is a train wreck? Still, what's most disturbing is that even if one believes Trump to be mediocre, why would you not allow him to get better? Clearly, Trump performed better than Obama in the first week, saving Carrier. And we have a year under Biden that even the media admit is the worst year for a president in modern history. If Obama or Biden had a fraction of the success Trump had, they would be canonized. Yet, we have Trump naysayers like yourself essentially siding with Democrats against him. Now, I'm trying to be reasonable here. I'm saying, look, I don't know whether you like it. There are many people I don't like, but I go, you might not like it, but that boy is fast, or that dude can hit, or whatever. When did we lose this pragmatic approach to, does it work? There are many people out there that said, look, I can't stand Obama. But if he had been successful, if he bridged the racial divide that had been created by the Democrats, if he bridged the divide between conservatism and leftism and brought people together in this some middle area, who knows? I can't speak to the things, but here's what I will tell you. He did none of it. And here's what I said. I continued. I said, Trump is not president. Biden is. And Biden's performance should be what you discuss with me. But you likely chose not to do this because to do so requires an analysis of Trump versus Biden. Jobs, inflation, national security, the border. I dare anybody to honestly compare the two. Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, a bogus election, January 6th sham commission, Wu flu scam, vaccine scams, and much more have either been exposed or will be exposed. Consider for just a moment that the guy at the helm of our country is a demented fool who lost most of his faculties decades ago. And people proudly cheated him into office. Moreover, Biden's crackhead son has entanglements in every country where Biden exercises policy decisions. Ironically, Hunter Biden is considered a renaissance man by Democrats as Trump's wildly accomplished and drug-free children are demonized almost daily by leftists. Hopefully, this clears up any confusion of my support of Trump. I was not an early adopter of Trump, but after his performance, I fully supported him. I wish he had taken the deep state more seriously and clean house of both traitorous Democrats and rhino never Trumpers. While he managed some success, sadly, they managed to root him out. I suggest Republicans, conservatives, or whatever come together to understand that Trump exposed more of the corruption of America's third world dictatorship run by New World Order elitists. Without Trump, we might still be in the dark ages about much of the corruption. For the record, we can agree to disagree. Now it gets better. So now Joe decides he's going to respond back to Andrew, who's really a solid conservative, and Andrew's been reading Joe the Riot Act. But he says, unfortunately, to Andrew, he says, your proposed feast gave me indigestion. Then he goes on, just found out that your colleague, Kevin Jackson, has been hailed and praised in conservative circles as the new Rush Limbaugh. A dubious honor to me, but it explains a lot. I have concluded that the sole concern of both you and Kevin with his radio show is to attract followers via outlandish statements and insults. Both of you have taken a page or a chapter from Rush's playbook, squandered your considerable talents by worshiping the false god of ratings, lavish praise from your audience rather than tackling the far more difficult job of changing minds of those that might not agree with you via cogent arguments. Too much political discourse these days gets bogged down by difficult-to-digest polemics. You likely missed the debates of 20 plus years ago between conservative icon William Buckley and liberal icon John Galbraith, available online. Both espoused totally opposite views, but did so in a civil way, and the respect each other had for each had for the other was obvious and enjoyable to observe. I believe it is fair to label you both you and Kevin as Trump acolytes. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Unfortunately, I see both of you transitioning from Trump acolytes to Trump sycophants. People can respect acolytes, but it's difficult for anyone to respect sycophants. I responded, Joe, I don't know you. Thanks for learning more about my work, though you learn little from what I can see. In case you missed it, I don't care what you think. If you think my sole concern is to attract followers, then sycophant respectfully, you're an idiot. I was on Fox News, hired by Roger Ailes. I was fired from Fox News because I wouldn't take back a tweet regarding Kavanaugh accusers whom I referred to as lying skanks. I could have kept my job and large audience at Fox still had I capitulated to their demand that I retract my tweet. However, I chose differently. Despite the allure of what you deemed my, quote, sole concern. My conservative views have gotten me kicked off of every major social media platform, which views which garnered millions of followers. I could have softened my views to feed my, quote, sole concern. Nevertheless, I chose differently. I chose otherwise. Apparently, you missed those KPIs in your research of me and my work. KPIs are key performance indicators. As for other areas of your message, I particularly enjoyed your mention of polemics vis-a-vis Buckley and Galbraith. I know from no real conservative not willing to openly and honestly discuss politics, alas, with civility. Ironically, your lack of civility as you concluded my sole concern shows the exact opposite of what you espouse. Further, your daft transitioning of me and my supporters from Trump acolytes to Trump sycophants. Nice of you to draw those conclusions, as it reminds me of how white leftists look at blacks. How dare black people think for themselves when they have such a treasure trove of white thinkers willing to feed them information about their lives? Joe, what would Kevin Jackson do without your conclusions about Kevin Jackson? Thank you. Thank you, my man. I put the theatrics in there. I don't know if it read that way. I continued, in this moment where I'm allowed to think for myself, I'd love to know your cogent arguments for Biden and against Trump. This Trump sycophant is all ears. I am particularly interested to know whom you idolize. Bush? Clinton? Carter? Please name the politician for whom it is okay for me to idolize, save Abe Lincoln. Is it okay for me to have an affinity for Abe? After all, he freed my people. I will give you this truth. I said, if you have the guts to debate me on this topic or any other where you've given such amazing insights about me as you have provided here, I would love the discourse. And I will prepare a platter on which to hand you your butt, but only in the most Buckley-esque fashion and with all due sycophant respect, of course. So, that was the end. So what's the lesson here, folks? The lesson is that there's always somebody out there trying to teach. They don't want to just let you have your own views about things. And here's what's interesting. This guy's purporting himself to be a right-leaning person, and he's not. He's doing all the leftist stuff. He believes he's still a JFK Democrat, and he's here to school this black man. Oh, by the way, and all you other knucklehead Trump supporters, he's going to school you. That's what he's after. And he's infiltrating a group of true conservatives who fought him back tooth and nail. And you know what he finally did? He shut his trap. Because I gave you, I said, you want to debate this, I'll debate it. And you notice how I ratcheted up the language a little bit and started playing around with what he said. And here's what I'll tell you. He's too chicken to stand up for his lame brain views. I'm here all day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not to be outdone by Weinstein or Epstein, Zuckerberg's team is getting into the swing of things with their sexcapades. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Don't trust leftists. Don't trust them with your kids. Don't trust them with your business. The reason why we have attorneys in jails is because of leftists. I know it sounds harsh, and Kevin, you seem like you're exonerating conservatives. No, I'm not. We commit crime. We are this, got the same frailties and everything that leftists have. We just have it in a much smaller number, much smaller, exponentially less. I've lectured many times on who fills the jails. I'm not telling you that conservatives, we make mistakes. Let me tell you something. Conservatives drive drunk. They've take drugs. They've killed people, sometimes intentionally, and for the wrong reasons. I could go on. We've done everything the left has done. We've just done it in a lot better moderation. Because we understand that life is important. We want everybody to have a fair chance. But if you do something, let's say you fall asleep at the wheel and you hit somebody and you manslaughter and you got to go to prison because, you know, for a little bit of time so you can say to yourself, I never should have gone. I should have taken that rest. I should have napped. I knew better. Blah, blah, blah. That's what those rules are for. Leftists don't care about that. Leftists will get in a car and run you over. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Him and her. I don't want to go burn on you, but I want to make you understand they're worse. But I don't want to exonerate us. We are human beings subject to the frailties of man and undeserving of the grace of God. But that's okay. I'm not telling you keep doing your dirty and whatever else. I'm just telling you that you are flawed beyond belief. But you know what? We embrace it. We embrace our flaws and we look for ways to get better and improve as human beings. We see the lesson, the moral of the story. I'm not trying to go all Aesop on you, but you do understand the moral of the story. Leftists don't. They will smile in your face as they rip you off. I could go, man, I have stories on top of stories where I have been ripped off my life. And you know what? Though I regret it, and some of them I'd like to get my hands around their neck, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I've become much more discerning, but I'm still the same person. I'm still a loving, giving, caring person. I will pick up the trash that you drop and put it away, and you will never know. You don't have to know. Many of you are like that, but not the left. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has confirmed that Jaron A. Miles, who has been a manager of global community development, is no longer employed by Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, after a video went viral on YouTube, which was then reposted on Reddit and other sites featuring him in a sting operation conducted by amateurs with the intent of catching pedophiles. Yeah, you know, the pedophiles. Who are people that believe that children are tools that you should have sex with? I'm just curious. What political ideology are they? Where is it? Where are these perverts? Where do they exist? They exist in Hollywood. They exist in academia. They exist right in front of your face. They hide in open sight. I talk about it all the time. They're the lefties that cannot wait to get to your children. You know what they say about your kids? They call your kids their kids. How dare you, parent? How dare you want to get involved in your child's education? So you know who decided to take this pedophile down that works for Meta, one of Zuckerberg's chosen ones? Amateurs. PCI, Predator Catchers Indianapolis. Yep. So these guys set up a sting operation. They have a two-hour video that they have on YouTube that talks about how they got this guy. They said it does not depict Miles caught in any sex act, nor admitting to having to any specific sex act, nor admitting to intending to carry out a sex act. And it's not clear what the legal ramifications are. Yeah, let me put it this way. The guy who filmed Planned Parenthood talking about selling baby parts, etc., he ended up in trouble. But the group that's killing black babies for the most part, that is so racist, part of Margaret Sanger's eugenicist movement and part of the Negro Project, has got people allowing people to kill black babies and then put it in your moisturizer. I mean, boy. Gah. Selling parts. Yeah. It does feature, this video features two people questioning Miles, who in the course of the interrogation admits to having graphic and inappropriate communications with a 13-year-old boy. So what did Miles do? What do you think Jaron Miles, the employee of Zuckerberg, the parent company of Facebook, Meta, what do you think he did after he got caught? He took his stuff off social media. He removed his social profiles on Facebook and Twitter. Now, they say they aren't sure whether he resigned voluntarily or he was fired. But he has left Facebook over the matter. Shocker. Does it shock you that this leftist was doing this? I doubt it. The seriousness of the allegations cannot be overstated. I'm reading this, of course. The individual is no longer employed with the company. We are actively investigating this situation and cannot provide further comment at this time. Yeah, and they won't. These are the people that cut you off for speaking truth to power, you know, for having your page and saying it's my page and I'll say what I want to say. And whether you're incendiary or not, it shouldn't be their business. But generally, even if you're not, if they don't like what you're saying, they cut you off. But they got pedophiles in their midst. And it's worse. They got worse than that in their midst. Yeah. The spokesperson for Meta is a guy named Drew Pusateri. He tried to talk the person who wrote the article out of the newsworthiness of the story over the phone before sending over his statement. And here's what he said. No other outlets are covering this. Do you think you could post this on Facebook and get away with it? Asking for a friend. So, anyway, they're under fire, as they should be. But they're not the only ones. CNN, remember, they got rid of Chris Cuomo. They're in the midst of lawsuits, and they had to fire their president. Because why? Why'd they fire Zucker? Because he was violating the very rules that these leftists created for themselves. This article reads, after days of almost exclusive focus on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, here's a bit of a palate cleanser for you. The name of CNN's new head to replace the ousted Jeff Zucker has been leaked. Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T, will lead the network per Dylan Byers, and the word on the street is big changes are coming. Now, here's the deal. I don't know whether it's Chris Licht or Chris Licht or whatever, but he apparently is kind of he's not a lefty. Anyway, this article goes on. The guy reported that Warner Brothers Disney chief David Zaslav had zeroed in on his choice for the next president of CNN. Chris Licht, formerly of Morning Joe and CBS This Morning, is now the person in charge of The Late Show with Colbert. He emerged as a top contender. Let me put it this way. I heard the guy was a conservative. If he's over all those shows, he ain't conservative. He says, I can now report, based on conversations with sources who have spoken directly with Zaslav, that Licht, whatever his name is indeed the person he selected to run CNN. Notice that it wasn't Brian Stelter, CNN's own reporter, that broke the news. That's not a coincidence. Per John Nicosia, Stelter and his sidekick, Oliver Darcy, are looking at being reassigned. I don't know, don't care, but I'm just giving you what's here. Discovery, which has purchased the liberal network, is reportedly looking to dial back the partisanship of its reporters in order to reestablish some credibility and standards. If you remember, listen to Stelter and Chris Cuomo and what's his face? What's the black dude? The black gay dude? Don Lemon. Go listen to these guys. They spend more time lamenting their plight, talking about Fox News and others who are essentially calling them out, than they do reporting anything. By the way, does Don Lemon still have 2 hours on CNN? Because he took over for Chris Cuomo. You have to be very desperate to give that little silly Negro 2 hours of TV time. Wow. Now look, I don't know what's going to happen with CNN. I'm going to follow it. I hope this guy at least is a moderate. I'd like to see media go back to the way it was, where these guys battled it out to get the best stories for truth.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.